This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Young Living, the essential oils direct marketing program, in a public statement says more than 94% of their 2 million active members make less than $1 in 2016, while less than one-tenth of 1% earn more than $1 million, though they insist this is not a pyramid scheme. The typical amount for an item pawned in the United States is about $150. Research suggests that children respond to ads differently than adults do. They are less likely to differentiate between ads and other forms of entertainment, and they implicitly trust marketers' claims. There are two types of credit reports, a hard pull and a soft pull. A hard pull is requested by a lender looking to extend credit to a consumer. A soft pull is used by loan counselors to get a fix on a consumer's credit standing. In the U.S., 1.5 million adults are under the care of guardians, either family members or professionals, who control some $273 billion in assets. A government accounting report in 2010 indicated they could not locate a single website, federal agency, state, or local entity that compiles comprehensive information on this issue. In the chilling of speech on campus, a survey at Yale found that self-censorship increased with every year in school. 61% of freshmen felt comfortable talking about politics, race, religion, or gender, but only 56% of sophomores, 49% of juniors, and 30% of seniors. Nearly 70% of working women in the EU are in occupations where at least 60% of workers are female. More than 60% of baby boomers owned a smartphone in 2016, and 73% of people 50 to 59 owned a smartphone and used it daily. Developed in the 1990s, the Adverse Childhood Experiences Survey asked 10 questions to assess cumulative childhood stress. Among those who scored at least four, there was a 1,220% increase in suicide attempts over those who scored zero. Reports indicate that North Korean hackers steal hundreds of millions of dollars from banks currently. Austrian elections saw the Conservative People's Party winning in a major political upset to shift the country to the right. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.